我们今天继续查经，我们大家看第四十二章。
We continue with Genesis chapter 42.
四十二章我已经讲到了第二十四节。
I have reached verse 24.
现在从二十五节开始，我们轮流来读。
We will start 25 responsively.
约瑟吩咐人把粮食装满他们的器具，把个人的银子归还在个人的口袋里，又给他们路上用的食物。人就照他的话办了。二十六节，你们这么多人，声音这么小，再一次，一二三，到了住宿的地方，他们中间有一个人打开口袋要拿料喂炉，才看见自己的银子仍在口袋里。他们就提心吊胆，战战兢兢地彼此说，这是上帝向我们做什么呢？他们来到迦南地，他们的父亲雅各那里，将所遭遇的事都告诉他说，我们对他说，我们是诚实人，并不是奸细。那地的主对我们说，若要我知道你们的诚实人，可以留下你们中间的一个人在我这里，你们可以带着粮食回去救你们家里的饥荒。这样后来他们倒口袋，不料个人的银包都在口袋里，他们和父亲看见银包就都害怕。刘便对他父亲说，我若不带他回来交给你，你可以杀我的两个儿子，只管把他交在我手里，我必带他回来交给你。我们读经到这个地方，我们上个礼拜思想到这个以色列的十个孩子跑到埃及去吃地粮。
Last week we talked about how the 10 sons of Jacob went to Egypt for food.
雅各看见自己的兄弟，他非常触景生情，就大哭一场。
And when Joseph saw his brothers, he was saddened.
然后在他们中间把西面挑起来。
And from among them he took Simeon.
然后呢，就要帮助他们。
And wanted to put them in jail.
结果呢，当让这些人回去的时候。
But in the end, when he released them,
这个约瑟要求一件事情。
Joseph wanted one thing.
如果你们是诚实的，
if you are all honest people,
你们说还有一个小弟弟，
you said that you have a youngest brother.
你一定要把他带来给我看。
You must bring him to me.
因为我认为你们是奸细。
Because I believe you are all spies.
这个是约瑟的智慧。
This is the wisdom of Joseph.
因为他真正亲生骨肉的兄弟就是只有那个小的。
There is only one blood brother, and that was Benjamin.
也就是同父同母的兄弟。
A brother from the same parents.
你们这些哥哥是把我卖掉的。
All these brothers sold him.
从骨子来说，你们都是我的仇敌。
And they are supposed to be his enemies.
今天我看见的不是我要看的。
But today I have seen what I do not want.
我要看的是我那亲生的弟弟。
I want to meet my real brother.
所以如果你们把粮食买了走了，我什么办法把你们再叫回来呢？
And so if you have bought your food, you will leave and I will not be able to bring you back.
他把他的哥哥留下一个放在监牢里面。
And so he took one of his half brother and put him in jail.
这个叫做人质。
And so this is,
好，你们走吧。
And he said, go.
你们要把我的弟，把那个兄弟带回来。
And bring back my brother.
那么当这些人回去的时候，
when these people return,
约瑟就吩咐部下的人把他们买粮食的银子 放回他们的这个口袋里。
And Joseph commanded his servants to take the silver that they used to buy the food, then return it back to them.
又加上路上需要的食物，都给他们预备好。
And also prepared food for them.
所以这些人就回去了。
And these people went back.
当他们到半路的时候
，But halfway，
有一个人发现我的银钱怎么还在我的口袋里面
？One of them discovered the silver still in the sack.
这件事情应当是变成很快乐的事情。感谢主，买东西不必付钱的。
They should have been happy that they did not have to pay.
但是因为发生了被猜疑是奸细的这件事情
，But because they knew they were suspected to be spies，
所以这个兄弟就惧怕的不得了。
So this brother was afraid.
这岂不等于我们又不诚实了吗
？Does it not mean that we have been dishonest？
到底是谁把这个钱放回来的
？Who put this money back into our sacks？
现在追赶过来
，If they were to pursue us，
发现这个钱在我袋子里面
，and discover this。
再把我抓回去，那就完全没有办法处理以后要发生什么事情。
And they will capture us, and the consequences will be bad.
所以这个事情好像呢，继续不断，祸不单行，临到他们。
They seem to suffer one crisis and another.
然后他们就快快回家去。
And so they quickly return home.
当他们回家去的时候
，When they reach home,
他们一个疑问，到底上帝要把我们怎么样呢
？They kept asking, "What is God doing to us?"
这种心理从哪里来的
？Where did these thoughts come from?
做事。自己心亏产生出来。
It came from this guilt feeling.
他们做了许多不应该做的事情。
They have done many things they ought not to.
所以现在发生了许多不应该发生的事情。
And so things that should not happen happen.
一个人做事不对。
If you do the wrong things,
一生心里有算不清的账。
You will have a lot of debts in your life.
许多不想到的事情。
Many things you would not expect.
发生在我们身上的时候
，When it is happened to you，
我们继续被过去的错误所追讨。
We will be pursued by our past mistakes.
我自己心里没有平安
，and we will not have peace in your heart.
我们对前途没有把握。
We will have no hope for the future.
他们都惊慌起来了。
And so these people were all in a panic.
他们回到他们的父亲那里去的。
When they returned to their father，
现在没有办法交代了一件事情。
The thing they could not explain.
为什么去的是十个人？回来只有九个呢
？Was that ten went and nine returned？
那一个兄弟到底在哪里呢
？Where was this one missing brother？
所以他们现在没有别的办法，也不能靠自己的口才，不能制造别的故事，只能一五一十完全照讲给他的爸爸听。
They had no choice but to tell the father the whole truth。
所以呢，雅各听见这个事的时候
，When Jacob heard this，
雅各难过上加上难过。
He was deeply saddened。
你们害我的一个孩子已经没有了。
You have caused one of my sons to be gone。
你们现在又让另外一个兄弟又不能回来。
Now another one has gone。
你们到底要怎么样呢
？What have you done？
他们就照着实在的情形告诉他们的父亲。
And they related the facts to him。
我们见到埃及的掌权者。
He said, they said we saw Egyptian ruler。
我们老实告诉他们。
And we were honest to him。
但是他不相信，因为我们是奸细的。
But he thought of us as spies。
我说我们是老实人。
We told him we are honest people。
我们都是一个父亲的孩子，没有说几个母亲的孩子。
Sons of one father, don't know how many mothers。
这个叫做 half truth is not truth。
那也是一半的真实。
但是你讲的话没有错色的时候，人家很难找出你的毛病在哪里。
Very often it's difficult for people to figure it out。
所以呢，只讲一边对的话，隐藏另外一边不对的话，也是有一些小聪明在里面的。
And you need to be a bit intelligent to tell half truths。
我们都是一个父亲的孩子。
So they say we are all sons of the same father。
我们有十二个兄弟。
There are 12 of us。
一个已经没有了。
One is no more。
他没有说给老虎吃掉了。
He didn't say he was devoured by animals。
他也没有说我们把他卖掉了。
Or that we have sold him。
他讲我还是说我们就是这个兄弟没有了。
He said he's no more。
啊，另外一个留在家里。
Another one is at home。
那一个掌权者对我们说，你不把他带来，我就判定你们就是奸细。
And the ruler said that he has to bring the youngest one or they are spies。
这个对雅各来说是难上加难。
It is the most difficult thing for Jacob。
虽然雅各有十二个儿子
，although he had 12 sons，
雅各真正爱的就是一个拉结。
He only loved Rachel。
啊，拉结生的只有两个。
And Rachel had 2 sons。
生约瑟的时候成了他最爱的一个孩子。
Joseph was the most beloved。
生便雅悯的时候就死了。
And then she died when Benjamin was born。
这个便雅悯是唯一留下来给雅各年老可以真正的安慰 的一个亲人。
And now Benjamin is the only son that he has that he truly loves. 所以
当他听见他孩子说，埃及的掌权者要我们把这个小的孩子也带去的时候。
And so when he heard the son saying that the Egyptian ruler wanted the youngest one.
雅各永远不能再放这个出去。
Jacob would not release this one.
因为这是以我相依为命的一个孩子。
This is a son that will stay with me in the old age.
你们这些哥哥们做了多少坏事？
All you brothers have done many evil deeds.
你们连成一气来欺骗我老人家。
You have all deceived me.
我派我最爱的孩子去照顾你们，你们使他死了。
I sent my most beloved son to take care of you, but he never returned.
你们把他的彩衣带回来，都染了血。
You brought his coat, but it is filled with blood.
现在要把这个孩子带带去。
And now you want the youngest as well.
雅各怎么讲呢？
And Jacob said,
他说你不可以把他带去。
He said, you cannot bring my son.
你们把他带去。
If you bring him along,
我就凄凄惨惨下阴间。
I will then go into Hades, sad.
我们看见雅各年轻的时候
，When Jacob was young，
有很聪明、很狡猾的手段。
And he was very intelligent and sly.
他年老的时候
，But when he was old，
又没有办法处理各样临时突然发生的事件，他完全没有把握来控制他的感情。
He had no confidence to take care of all these sudden incidents.
我说雅各的生命是可歌可泣。
I have always said that Jacob's life is dramatic.
是充满人性的喜怒哀乐。
He had all kinds of human emotions.
他跟他的父亲完全不一样。
He was very different from his father.
以撒的生活好像平平淡淡。
The life of Isaac seems very common.
除了几次井挖了又给人家抢去以外。
He had some incidents beside the well.
好像没有什么特别可以记载下来的事迹来给我们参考。
Beside that, there aren't too many things to think about.
他什么东西都是平淡的，什么东西都是非常没有起伏的平顺的一个家庭，这个生活。
It would seem that his life was one that was very plain sailing.
但是雅各不是如此。
But not so for Jacob.
雅各是经过千辛万难。
Jacob went through a lot of difficulties.
各样的诡计多端。
And he was very cunning.
赋予很多的理想跟手段。
And he used many methods and many thoughts.
所以当他年老的时候呢
？But when he was old,
不如意的事情一样一样临到他的身上。
All kinds of tragedies came to him.
他特别爱一个约瑟。
He loved Joseph so much.
结果最爱的孩子就这样不见了。
But he disappeared.
他对所有的孩子有偏爱来对待。
He was biased towards his son.
孩子联合起来手段比他年轻的时候更毒辣更可怕。
And so the sons got together and used trickery that was worse than Jacob.
所以他年老的时候
，when he was old，
好像只有任他自己的四个孩子摆布，不知道自己还能做什么。
It would seem that he is at the mercy of his ten sons.
口里讲了这一句非常令人难过的话语。
And so he said this that was very sad.
我的一个约瑟已经不见了。
My Joseph is no longer with me.
如果你再把这个便雅悯再带去的话
，if you were to bring away this one brother，
我就凄凄惨惨。白发苍苍下到阴间里面去了。
I will go down to the grave in sorrow.
我们稍微解释一下，在旧约里面所讲的阴间到底是指什么意思。
We want to explain the word grave or sheol in the Old Testament.
旧约里面的阴间的意思就等于是坟墓。
In the Old Testament, sheol refers to a grave.
因为对死后的永恒、最后的审判这些东西的启示到这个地方还没有太特别详细的阐述。
At this point of time, the revelation about the afterlife has not been made yet.
所以阳间跟阴间就变成相对的两个地方。
And so there is this concept of the living and the dead.
阳间就是活人之地。
There's a living world where people are still alive.
阴间就是死人之处。
And so will be a place where people are dead.
旧约的人说我下阴间的时候
，When the Old Testament people say I'm going to show，
就是等于说我死了，离开这个世界的意思。
It meant that they will die and leave the living world.
阴间里面是不是继续的存在
？Is there continual existence within show？
阴间里面是不是照样在这个世界上有感情、有情欲、有知识、有记忆等等
？Would you be the same as the living where you have emotion, memory, and things like that？
在旧约，特别是五经里面，几乎没有很详细的告诉我们。
The Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, doesn't have precise description.
所以当经修一直发展到耶稣的时代的时候
，And so when Scripture reaches the era of Jesus Christ,
圣经学者就分成两派的宗教思想。
There are two schools of thought among the biblical scholars.
一种就是撒都该派。
The first one will be the Sadducees.
第二种就是法利赛派。
The second one, the Pharisees.
你们读四福音的时候，你看见耶稣的时代有法利赛人，有撒都该人。
You read the scripture, you know that they are the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
他们之间信仰不同的地方在哪里？
The difference between their faith.
撒都该人相信只有摩西五经才是正统的信仰的经文。
The Sadducees believe that only Moses' first five books is the orthodox faith.
创世纪、出埃及记到这个民利未记、民数记跟生命记，这个就是五本正统的经典。
Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy.
以色列人对上帝的敬拜跟整个祭祀，他们就根据这五本圣经所讲的话语。
And the Israelites are to follow the rituals in the first five books.
但是法利赛人不单是如此。
But the Pharisees also believe in this.
他们又相信了除了五经之外，有历史书、有诗篇、有智慧文学。
They also believe that the wisdom literature like the Psalms and the Proverbs.
所以这些的智慧文学、诗歌、文体，有这个历史书，都变成神一脉相承的启示。
And also the chronicles, so all these are part of God's revelation.
所以他们的信仰不是单单完全建立在只有五经的上面。
The Pharisees therefore are not built only on the Pentateuch.
结果他们从后面的启示发现。比前面的启示更多的奥秘已经阐述出来了。
And they see greater mystery explained in the later books.
所以他们不但相信五经的话语。
Not only do they believe in the Pentateuch.
他们相信死后继续的存在。
They believe that there is a continual existence after death.
相信死了以后还有复活的可能。
That there is a resurrection.
所以这样的撒都派派的人跟法利赛派的人就变成了神学上很大的对垒，很大的争辩。
And so theologically, both are different camps.
那耶稣基督在世界上的时候
，When Jesus was on earth，
我们可以说呢，撒都该派就像现在的新派
，The Sadducees are like the liberals today。
法利赛人的信仰就像现在的保守派
，The Pharisees are like the orthodox。
那法利赛派的人对律法的解释
，The Pharisees explaining the law，
他们就把律法越来越详细的把它阐述、分解，变成越来越多。很多很多的规条
and they kept expanding the laws into many many regulations
所以可以说撒都该派人的信仰是很简洁的信仰
and so the Sadducees had a very simple faith
是基本宗教的信仰
a very fundamental faith
而法利赛派的信仰
but the faith of the Pharisees
非常繁杂非常复杂也是非常变成拖累的一个信仰
very complex and complicated kind of faith
接下去我们看见犹太人还有一种叫做 Talmud 的东西
and the Jews also have the Talmud
Talmud 就是对圣经的解释的那些智慧的人所写下的
Talmuds are written by great teachers who explaining the Bible
这是辅助性的读物
it is a book that is a commentary
你借着 Talmud 你才明白圣经里面这些经典的原意
Through the Talmud you are able to understand the meaning of the Bible
历史历代的拉比经学家所解释的东西就变成 Talmud 来佐证来解释旧约的圣经
A collection of all the writings of great rabbi of the ages
那 Talmud 到底有多少呢
How many Talmud were there?
Talmud 有千千万万本
There are thousands of them
所以就变成一个几乎一生都读不完的经书了
And it became a scripture that you will never ever finish.
当然最重要的圣经还是原编旧约里面这三十九卷的圣经。
But for them, the 39 books of the Old Testament are still
most important. 这是神所启示的话语。
They are the revealed word of God.
他们是人对启示解释的话语。
But Talmud is a commentary.
所以层次是不一样的。
They are different.
那么这里呢，我们看到。这个阴间这个字的时候
But when we see the word Sheol
完全没有提到是不是还有知觉还有记忆还有感情的事情
There's no description as to whether you have memory or what kind of existence was there
这是全本圣经第一次出现阴间这句话
This is the first time the Bible recorded the word Sheol
是从雅各的口讲出来的
From the lips of Jacob
如果你们再把我最爱的这个孩子把他带走的话
If you were to bring this son of mine,
那我或者是有什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of my existence?
所以这句话代表呢，雅各现在已经没有意识好好活在世界上。
It tells us that Jacob is already thinking about the end of his life.
之所以活在世界上，因为还有一个别 Benjamin 可以与他相依为命。
He wanted to leave only because Benjamin was still there.
拉杰既然已经死了
，Since Rachel was gone，
你们这些孩子常常骗我。
And all these sons were deceptive.
那我又已经年老了。
And I'm already very old.
我活在世界上还有什么意思
？What then is the purpose of my living？
幸好拉杰死以前所生的便雅悯，在我的眼前是为一个纪念最好的一个获作的人。
Happily, Benjamin, the son of Rachel, is still with me.
所以你不要再带走了。
Therefore, do not take him away.
约瑟已经没有了。
Joseph is no more.
西面被留在那里了。
And Simeon is now captured.
一步一步这样骗我。
Step by step, you're deceiving me.
会不会他想，可能他们会把便雅悯带走，靠着便雅悯再发一笔财，把它卖掉。或者把它丢在别的地方呢
he may have thought that they would sell Benjamin and make some money also.
无论这个雅各怎么想
No matter how Jacob thought about this,
他这一次决心不肯放便雅悯走
He was determined not to release Benjamin.
但是我告诉你
But I tell you this,
又是决心要看到便雅悯
Joseph was determined to see
雅各决定不让便雅悯走
And Jacob decided not to let him go.
那结果要怎么办呢
So what was the solution?
因为饥荒继续下去
But because the famine was great,
所以呢没有办法
so they had no choice.
还要再派这些兄弟去
They had to send the sons again.
兄弟爱不爱去呢
Did they want to go?
肚子没有东西是一定要去的
They must go because they were starving.
那么不是爱不爱去的问题
Not a question of choice.
那么他们敢不敢去呢
Would they dare to go?
他们不敢去
They dare not go.
除非把便雅悯再带去
Unless they bring Benjamin.
但是把便雅悯带去是不可能的事情
But it would have been impossible.
因为雅各绝对不放人
Jacob will not release him.
那边绝对不接待他们。
And the Egyptians will not take them in.
把便雅悯带过去。
Unless Benjamin go.
你才能把西面带回来。
And then Simeon will return.
所以这个时候在最困难的时候。
So at the most difficult time.
流便就讲了一句话了。
Reuben said.
现在让我把便雅悯带去吧。
Let me bring Benjamin.
爸爸。
Father.
如果我们没有把他带回来。
If we cannot return with him.
请你杀。我的两个儿子
You can put my two sons to death
这句话是重的不得了的
These are very serious promises
一个人把自己的两个孩子当作牺牲品为了说服爸爸一句话他绝对不是说谎的
So he would not be lying because he was willing to sacrifice his two sons
所以结果怎么办呢
But in the end
没有办法了
There was no way out
一定要让便雅悯过去的
Benjamin has to be released
我们在开始讲约瑟的事情的时候
When we started talking about Joseph,
圣经第一句话就说约瑟当时是17岁。
The Bible said Joseph was 17.
做梦的时候
，when he had a dream,
梦见麦穗都向他下拜。
He dreamed that all the wheat bowed down to him.
做梦的时候
，when he dreamed,
梦见太阳、月亮都向他下拜。
He dreamed that the sun and the moon bowed down to him.
那个时候已经是一个17、18岁的人。
He was a teenager.
所以那个时候他年龄已经不小了。
So not young anymore.
当他的哥哥把约瑟卖掉的时候。
When the brother sold him away,
为什么有人要买这个孩子呢
？Why would anyone buy him?
17、18岁的男孩子
，as a 17、18-year-old boy,
身体已经长成了
，he would have been grown,
有足够的体力
，and pretty strong,
可以担任劳力的工作
，and able to work,
可以值得奴仆的钱财被卖掉
，and so he could be sold off as a slave.
那么到现在饥荒以后。
But after the famine,
已经经过了这么久的时间
after so many years,
所以现在约瑟至少40-50岁了
Joseph must have been in his 40s.
便雅悯也可能30-40岁了
Maybe Benjamin in his 30s.
其实如果你注意到便雅悯到埃及见雅各的时候
If you notice how Benjamin met Joseph,
上到埃及的整个雅各家里面的人
The whole family of Jacob went.
数目多得不得了。
Many of them.
单单便雅悯的孩子只有12人。
There were already 10 children of Benjamin.
我如果说这是杨长老，他有10个孩子，你想他几岁
？If Elder Young got 10 children, you can guess the age.
有十个孩子大概21岁，不可能的事情。
It couldn't be 21 years old.
除非他是成吉思汗时代里面的蒙古人。
Unless he's a Mongolian.
那个9岁就可以结婚了。
At that time they get married at 9.
18岁就可以做主。
At 18, you can be a grandfather.
通常犹太人是一代是用40年来计算。
For the Jews, 40 years make one generation.
所以以撒结婚的时候
，So when Isaac got married,
是40岁。
He was 40.
所以40岁是一代。
So it's one generation.
四十岁的一代。
One generation.
摩西四十岁的时候。
When Moses was 40.
离开王宫。
He left the palace.
摩西八十岁的时候。
When he was 80.
他蒙上帝的选召。
God called him.
摩西十二岁的时候。
When he was 12.
他120岁的时候。
120.
他离开世界。
He left the world.
所以差不多到120岁的时候，当代的人都死了。
At that time, all his peers were dead.
表示四十岁是代表以色列的一代。
It meant 40 years make one generation.
所以我想最少最少，便雅明见这个约瑟的时候已经四十多岁了。
So I believe Benjamin to be in his 40s when he met Joseph.
这是最少最少最保守的计算。
The most conservative estimation.
那么虽然已经四五十岁的人
，Although he was in his 40s,
雅各爱他如命。
Jacob really loved him.
雅各无论如何不能让他去。
He would not let him go.
但是流便讲了一句话。
But Reuben said.
流便是谁呀
？Who was Reuben?
流便是长子。
He was the firstborn.
流便这个时候可能有五六十岁。
He was probably in his 60s.
他说：“我的两个孩子交给你。”
I give you my two sons.
你爱你的孩子，我爱我的孩子。
You love your sons, I love my sons.
你怕你的孩子死，我也怕我的孩子死。
We are both afraid that our sons will die.
现在我把我的两个孩子交给你。
Let me give you my two sons.
我把你的孩子带去。
I will bring.
如果我没有把便雅悯带回来，请你杀我这两个孩子。
If Benjamin will not return, you may kill both of them.
那么。雅各怎么讲呢
？What did Jacob say？
他哥哥已经不在了。
His brother is dead。
你还要把他带去
？And you still want to bring this one？
你这样是不是让我百发苍苍、悲悲惨惨下阴间
？You will bring my gray head down to Sheol in sorrow。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
阴间的字出现了。
So the word Sheol appears。
继续不断在历史书里面。
And continue to appear.
在诗篇里面
，in the Psalms，
又出现了
；in the Chronicles，
又在这个先知书里面
；and in the Prophets，
慢慢慢慢给我们看出了死不是最后的结束。
It tells us that death is not the final goal thing.
还有复活的可能。
There is a possibility of resurrection.
复活的可能是在两个先知使人从死里复活以后，历史上最先产生这种事迹的。
And history shows us that it came from two prophets.
所以以利亚使撒拉巴寡妇的孩子已经死了，再活过来。
Elijah resurrected the son of the widow of Zarephath.
以利沙使苏念夫人的孩子死了以后再活过来。
And Elisha also resurrected the son of the woman in Shunem.
后来以利沙死了以后
，And after Elisha died,
被埋葬在一个地方
，When he was buried.
不久以后呢，他的枯骨露现在太阳光的下面。
And his bones were exposed under the sun.
有一次，有人抬了一个死人去埋葬。
And a person who was dead was carried along.
不小心，那个尸体掉在以利沙的枯骨的上面。
And the body was fell away and then dropped on the bones of Elisha.
那个死人也活过来了。
And the dead also was resurrected.
所以在先知书里面的。
So in the books of the prophets.
对阴间的观念。
The concept of Sheol.
死以后的观念。
The concept of afterlife.
就变成产生了人有复活的可能的这种信仰。
They gave us this possibility of resurrection.
但神自己讲这个话吗？
But did God proclaim this himself?
神自己应许这个事情吗
？Did he promise this?
有
，Yes，
就只有一次
，Only once。
在先知以赛亚二十五章第八节里面
，Isaiah 25 verse 8，
吐了这样的一句话，他要吞灭死亡，直到永远。
That he will swallow death up to all eternity.
把死吞灭掉。
That he will swallow up death.
所以生命胜过死亡的应许就记载下来了。
And so we have this promise that life will have victory over death.
这句话的他，也就是死要被吞灭，这个得胜死亡的这个他是谁呢
？Who was this person that had victory over death?
这个复活不是指每一个人复活。
This resurrection is not for all.
而是指有一个救赎主的复活。
But the one who would be the savior.
原来这个救赎主的复活
，the resurrection of the savior.
真正第一次出现，不是在诗篇里面，也不是在这个先知书里面
，did not appear in the Psalms or the prophets.
而是在约伯记里面
，but in Job.
那约伯到底是什么时候的人呢？
When did Job live?
约伯是不是领受上帝的启示呢？
Did he receive the revelation of God?
约伯是不是亚伯拉罕的后代呢？
Was Job a descendant of Abraham?
如果约伯跟亚伯拉罕有关系的话，
If Job is related to Abraham,
或者约伯是亚伯拉罕以后的人的话，
Perhaps he lived after Abraham.
为什么全本约伯书里面从来没有出现亚伯拉罕的名字，连一次都没有？
Why would the book of Job not contain the name Abraham?
所以约伯是住在东方的人。
He was a person that lived in the east.
很可能他不是犹太人。
Perhaps he was not a Jew.
他不是在约伯，不是在摩西的时代。
Not in the era of Moses.
可能他是亚伯拉罕同时代的外族的，因为敬畏耶和华上帝的人。
He could be a Gentile in the same era of Abraham who feared God.
所以这是一件很大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
但是在约伯记里面虽然没有出现亚伯拉罕的事情。
Although Job did not record about Abraham.
没有任何的记载。
There are no recording there.
圣经希伯来书后来说亚伯拉罕是相信复活的。
Hebrews tells us that Abraham believed in the resurrection.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为亚伯拉罕所信的上帝，
the God that Abraham believed in,
是使死起死回生，死无变有的上帝。
It's the God that will resurrect the dead and make things out from nothing.
保罗在罗马书第四章第十八节就提到这件事。
The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 4 verse 18.
所以先把亚伯拉罕信仰奠定下来。
After he first established the faith of Abraham,
表示先有肯定，就有人，甚至亚伯兰这么早的时间已经相信到了有死而复活的事情。
It tells us that the New Testament writer affirmed that Old Testament people believe in resurrection.
这就是衍生下去的时候。
And when we extend the thought,
我们看见希伯来书讲这句话语。
The book of Hebrews says,
他说亚伯兰相信以撒。被杀以后会复活，所以他愿意把以撒献给上帝。
Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac because he believed that he would be resurrected.
希伯来书的这种了解，这种醒悟是别的使徒没有看见的。
And this awakening and understanding in the book of Hebrews cannot be found in other apostles.
希伯来书的作者是很伟大的。
The writer of Hebrews was great indeed.
以赛亚书是很伟大的。
And also Isaiah.
这些人对死下阴间复活的可能的信仰，就奠定了我们基督教信永生、信复活的最早的基础。
And these people established the earliest foundation of the belief in resurrection and eternal life.
雅各在这里完全没有提到。
Jacob did not talk about this.
我就悲悲惨惨去进到阴间里面去。
He only mentioned how he will go to Sheol.
但是很奇妙的事情。
But strangely,
在诗篇第十六篇里面出现了一句话。
In Psalms 16,
你不把你的圣者撇在阴间。
You will not discard your holy one in Hades.
你不叫你的受膏者这个停留在那里。
You will not allow your anointed one to stay there.
不让他见到朽坏的事情。
You will not allow him to witness decay.
让我们看见圣经有机的组成一种信仰来预备我们对永生的盼望。
Therefore, the Bible organically prepares us for the whole eternity. Why?
因为你的圣者不会朽坏。
Because your holy one will not see decay.
这就告诉我们罪的工价乃是死。
This tells us the wages of sin is death.
圣者是没有罪的。
But the holy one has no sin.
圣的不能死。
He will not die.
死的是无谓的。
The one who dies is decaying.
你不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
You will not let your holy one see decay.
表示一个圣的人不一定要经过死。
It means that a person who is holy may not experience that.
死的权柄没有办法在圣者的上面发动。
Or the power of sin will not be able to work on a holy person.
你不叫你的受膏者停留在阴间。
You also will not allow your anointed one to stay in Hades.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他可以进到阴间。
It means he can enter into Sheol.
阴间不能捆锁他。
But he will not be binded by it.
他可以下到阴间。
He can enter into Sheol.
阴间不能扣留他。
But it cannot hold him.
这个是弥赛亚诗篇。
This is a messianic
psalm. 诗篇第二篇是弥赛亚诗篇。
The second psalm.
诗篇第十六篇是弥赛亚诗篇。
The 16th Psalm.
诗篇第二十二、二十三、二十四是弥赛亚诗篇。
22, 23, 24 are messianic psalms.
诗篇第四十篇是弥赛亚诗篇。
The 40th Psalm.
诗篇一百一十篇是弥赛亚诗篇。
110th Psalm.
换一句话说，这些诗人。
All these psalmists,
在他们写诗的时候
when they wrote the psalms,
跟中国的杜甫李白白居易不同的地方
difference between them and other psalmists in a poets in China
看到大自然的美有了灵感写下诗句
they did not write the poetry because they are inspired by nature
only 但他们领受了这现的启示
they have received direct revelation
所以圣经里面的诗
So the Psalms in the Bible
讲到的不是自然跟人的关系而已
are not only about nature and man.
他们讲的人跟永生的上帝的关系是超过了所有的宗教。
They talk about our relationship with eternity more than other faith.
诗篇第十六篇告诉我们
，The 16th Psalm says，
你不让他停留在这个阴间。
You will not abandon the Holy One in the Sheol。
什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
他还要出来。
It means he will come out again。
到了诗篇二十二篇的时候。
When the 22nd Psalm comes,
上帝，我的上帝，你为什么离弃我
？My God, My God, why have you forsaken me？
这是表示生命的主弃绝了一个生命。
It means that the Lord of Life rejected one life.
但是到了以赛亚第二十五章第八节告诉我们
，But Isaiah 25 verse 8 says，
死被吞灭了。
Death has been swallowed out.
生命不在死的下面永远被控制。
It tells us that life will not be ruled by death forever.
那到了五十三章的时候
，By the 53rd chapter of Isaiah,
他必延长年日。
About how his days will be prolonged.
死了以后
，After he died,
他又延长年日。
His days will be prolonged.
这暗示什么呢
？It implicitly tells us.That death is not the end.
复活的盼望是存在的。
That the hope of resurrection is there.
最高的一句话是什么呢
？And the highest revelation
就是但以理书十二章所讲的话。
Is in the 12th chapter of Daniel.
有一些事他不明白，他就问这个事怎么发生
？He asked some doubts of his.
所以呢
，God
上帝对但以理说
，And God said to Daniel，
你只管写
，Just write it down。
以后呢？你就下到尘土里面去。
In the future, you will enter into the dust.
时候到了。
When the time is up.
你要起来。
You will arise.
这表示什么呢
？It means
死的复活。
That he will be resurrected.
所以这个圣经的普遍启示。
So the general revelation of in the Bible.
在圣经里面已经超过了所有宗教所领受的普遍启示。
Already surpasses that received by other faith.
因为它超自然的启示。
The supernatural revelation from God. Special revelation
就用进展的方式一步一步向人显明出来
has been revealed to us progressively
所以你整个圣经把它浏览你就发现上帝一步一步把人带到明白死以后不是结束复活才是神的应许
you will see that step by step God has been guiding men to understand that death is not the end and resurrection is a promise
到了约翰一书二章里面我们看见一句很重要的话
when we reach 1 John chapter 2
25节上帝的应应许就是永生。
Verse 25, the promise of God is eternal life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以诗人的作者怎么样讲呢
？The psalmist says,
他说呢，我若只在活人之地信靠上帝，那我就很可怜了。
I am sad indeed if I were to trust God only among the living.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章怎么讲呢
？The apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15,
靠基督只在今生有盼望，就比世人更可怜。
If we only have hope by Christ in this life, we are more sad than other people.
时候要到
But the time will come.
一刹那之间
In a flash of a moment.
号筒要吹响
When the trumpet sound.
已经死的人都要复活
Those who have been dead will be raised.
活的人都要改变
And those who are living will be transformed.
整个有机的圣经的启示
And so this organic revelation of the Bible.
把人类必死的情形带到最后都是永生的盼望里面
To bring us to eternal life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这个是雅各当时还没有办法看到的事情。
But these were things that Jacob would not realize.
受缠绕于地上的感情。
He was constrained by the emotions he had.
他受捆绑于拉结跟他的关系。
He was bonded by the relationship with Rachel.
他受捆绑于又是永远不能回来痛苦对他的影响。
And he is constrained by the pain and suffering of the loss of Joseph.
只跟撑下一个。真正爱情结晶的这个便雅悯相依为命的这个苦境里面
He had only one son whom he truly loved from his wife
刘辩对他说
And then Reuben said to him
你怕你的孩子死
If you are afraid that your son will die
我宁愿我的两个孩子也死
I will be willing that my two sons die
证明我对你是讲诚实的话
To prove to you that I'm telling the truth
一个家庭父子之间不能信任到这个地步
You see that there's such mistrust between the father and son
甚至要把我的两个孩子给你杀为了你可以相信我今天讲的是诚实的话
So much so that the Reuben had to promise the death of the two sons
这是何等凄惨的事情
These are very sad things
结果雅各放人了
In the end Jacob let
雅各让唯一在世上成为他独一的盼望相依为命的便雅悯让他们带走
And he let Benjamin go with them
在这些人情的痛苦的相对应之下
In all these relative experiences of suffering,
神有他暗中明明之带领
we see God's guidance behind all things.
便雅悯一定要去
that Benjamin must go.
因为雅各也需要。
Because Jake, Joseph needs him.
哎，约瑟是最可怜的。
And Joseph would have suffered greatly.
他从生出来没有犯什么错。
He did not do anything wrong.
他没有得罪父亲。
He did not sin against his father.
他没有得罪他的哥哥。
He did not sin against his brothers.
他的哥哥们当时还有母亲在世界上照顾他们。
Their brothers all had their own mothers.
他已经完全没有母爱。
But Joseph had no mother.
他只有一个可爱的弟弟在他的下面。
He had only one brother.
他一定要相隔离。
So he must
永远没有机会回家。
Didn't have a chance to return
home. 被卖在埃及做奴仆。
He was sold as a slave to Egypt.
奴仆是终身失去自主权的。
And a slave would have lost his right forever.
痛苦要告诉谁呢？
And so he cannot share his pain.
神在旧约留下了这样英勇、这样坚韧、这样忠诚、这样伟大的少年人，成为历史历代全人类的榜样。
And in the Old Testament, God has given us this example of such a bold and faithful young man.
现在又是失地心切。
And now Joseph wanted to see his brother so
much. 看出这就是他奸诈把他出卖掉的哥哥。
And recognized all the brothers who sold him into slavery.
他大哭一场。
And so he wept loudly.
他盼望哥哥把弟弟带到他的面前来。
He wanted the brothers to bring Benjamin.
所以他不得不留下了西面。
So he retained Simeon.
把他们放走的时候。
And when he released the rest.
哥哥对他这么不好。
The brothers were mean to him.
他还是把这些到埃及地粮的哥哥们所买的这个粮的钱放回他们每个人口袋里面。
Still he returned the silver that the brothers brought.
当他们回去的时候
，When they return home，
发现所有的钱都还在。
And they discover all the silver were there.
吓得这个魂不附体。
And they were all so frightened.
如果他们再去埃及的时候
，If they were to return to Egypt，
告他。
They may be
做奸细
persecuted,
又偷钱
as spies and thieves,
个个被杀怎么办呢？
And they may be executed.
所以他们真是痛苦一而三二四五六一直接踵而至。
So crisis came one after another.
所以他们不知道怎么办。
They had no solutions.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
有很多人以为自己很聪明骗人玩弄手段临时发财做了很多别人不敢做的事情是他们的智慧。
Many people think they are wise when they use deceitful means to make a lot of money.
但是神在继续监督你前途的时候，
But when God continues to look at you,
你就知道你所做的事每一件都要把你以后的日子捆绑住。
Everything you do now, things you do now will constrain your future.
没有人可以抵挡上帝。
No one can oppose God.
当上帝放松，
When God let go,
上帝不纠察人的时候，
When God would not continue to constrain you,
人常常以为我要做什么就可以成就什么，神对我是没有办法的。
We always think that God can do nothing to us.
当上帝纠察罪恶的时候，
But when God hold you account to your sin,
有谁站立得住呢？
Who will be able to stand before him?
圣经说上帝不纠察的时候，
The Bible says that when God no longer look at you,
让人蒙昧无知，自由犯罪。
God will allow you to be ignorant and sin freely.
当上帝的时间到的时候，
But when the timing of God is up,
上帝就吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
God will command that all repent.
我们不是自我独尊、自我随行事，而可以逃出所有上帝发力的制裁。
We cannot do whatever we want and think that we can escape from God.
因为神创造人，
because God has created man.
永远没办法逃脱上帝永生的手。
And forever we cannot escape from the eternal hand of God.
永生上帝的手里是极其可怕的事。
It is most horrifying to find yourself in the hands of the living God.
最可怕的在上帝永生可怕的手里而不知道自己在上帝手里，这是可怕中间最可怕的事。
And the most frightening thing is when you are not even aware that you are in the hands of the living。
我今天奉劝我们每一个人以敬畏上帝的心悔改离开我们的罪到上帝的面前来重新做人。
I want to encourage you to repent from your sins and come back to God and start your life again.
因为若上帝纠察罪恶，
Because when God holds sins accountable,
谁能站得住呢？
Who can stand before him?
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
这是个哥哥现在是非常不如意，非常没有把握前途会发生什么事情。
And these ten brothers are now all panicking. They do not know what will happen.
每一步都是很可怕的。
Every step will be most horrifying.
他们最后就把便雅悯带回到埃及的地方去。
And finally, they brought Benjamin back to Egypt.
在这些整个记载中间，从来没有给我们看到 便雅悯讲一句话。
But in all this recording, Benjamin did not say anything.
这个小弟弟已经不是小了。
He was no longer that young.
因为他被带到埃及的时候，家里自己有十个孩子。
Because when he was brought to Egypt, he had 10 sons,
所以他
也
不知道到埃及要发生什么。
And he would not know what would happen to him.
因为从起初饥荒的时候，爸爸就不准他跟十个哥哥去。
From the beginning, the father retained him.
这个呢，根本不是刚刚发生的事情。
It was not something that just happened.
我相信，自从约瑟死了，但以理就是被软禁了。
I believe that since Joseph died, Benjamin has been kept at home.
其实约瑟没有死。
Of course, Joseph was alive.
雅各的观念中呢，这个死了，这个哪里可以死？无论如何，哥哥带你哪里去，我都不给你去。
And Jacob would have stopped him from going anywhere else in case he died.
所以呢，这个便雅悯是莫名其妙的娇生惯养。
And so Benjamin would have led a spoiled life.
现在忽然间把他放走了。
Suddenly he was released.
我想他吓到不敢讲话，所以没有一个句话记在下面。
I think he was so afraid.
就这样跟哥哥去了。
Was recorded about him.
他从来没有出国。
He has never left a family.
也不知道怎么样办 visa.
He don't know have visa.
怎么要办这个要交这个过关税，他也不懂。
Or whatever tax he had to pay.
这是第一次要到埃及见这个埃及的掌权者。
The first time he had to go to Egypt to find the ruler.
当时的埃及是全世界最大的帝国。
Egypt was then the greatest empire.
所以便雅悯就跟哥哥去了。
And Benjamin went with the brothers.
他的思想一定是交错复杂的不得了。
He must have had very complex thoughts.
他们为了粮食太少了。
Because they had no food.
饥荒没有办法解决。
They couldn't solve the famine.
不得不所有的人又倒回埃及。
They had no choice but to return to Egypt.
那么这一次他们到底停留多久再回来，圣经也没有讲。
The Bible didn't tell us how long they stayed there.
所以西面自己一个人在埃及怎么苦也没有讲。
Also on the suffering of Simeon in Egypt.
这些都是很可怕的事情。
These are most horrifying things.
啊，你想象。
You can imagine.
这个约瑟就急得不得了，看他弟弟到底还在不在。
Joseph would have been very anxious to meet his brother.
几十年没有看见，再看见面孔变成什么也不知道了。
And he had not met him for decades and wouldn't know what he looked like now.
有很多人。
For many of us.
因为很久没有见面。
We think we haven't met each other for a long
time. 一见面就哇，高兴得不得了。
And we are overjoyed when we see each other.
好像上天堂一样 reunion。
Like going to heaven for reunion.
我告诉你，事情不是这样的。
This may not be the way.
香港有个牧师。
In Hong Kong, there is a pastor.
大陆政权敢改变的时候。
When China changed its dynasty.
他不能回去。
He was not able to return.
他的太太就在河南。
So his wife was in 河南。
他就在香港。
He was in Hong Kong.
三十多年没有来往。
They didn't meet each other for three over decades.
各人都知道对方还在。
They knew each other existed.
啊，这个丈夫呢，后来慢慢就变成香港一个神学的院长。
And the pastor became a dean in a seminary.
继续不断写信。
He continued to write to his wife.
几十年没有见面。
And didn't meet for many long years.
到后来开放了。
And later when China opened,
高兴得不得了。
He was overjoyed.
他没有结婚。
He didn't get married.
终于他原来的太太。
He was faithful to his first wife.
非常过圣洁的生活。
He led a holy life.
我认识他很久的时间。
And I have known him for many long years.
当他在那开放可以回去的时候。
When he was able to return to China.
他马上买了一张车票。
Immediately he bought the ticket.
香港到河南那个时候。
At that time from Hong Kong to
很长的路程。
It was very long by road.
他想见的妻子一定抱着大哭，彼此相爱，哇，非常快乐。
He thought that they would have a joyous reunion with the wife.
后来谁知道
？However,
他进去的时候
，When he went there,
他的太太几天咒骂他不停。
The wife kept cursing at him for days.
没有说感谢主，你到现在都还没有再结婚，还是忠于我，很少有这样的男人。
He didn't say that thanks be to God that you are still faithful to me.
你知道他太太说什么
？You know what the wife said?
这个没有良心的人，你还敢回来
？How dare you return? You was without help.
你让我自己这么辛苦一个人活在这里几十年。
You allow me to suffer for so many decades here.
难道这个太太几十年，这个丈夫在香港不是几十年吗？
The husband would have suffered the same many years.
你一个人没有丈夫在身边，你不想他是个男人，没有老婆在身边吗
？He is a man. He did not have a wife also.
只有你会孤单，他不会孤单吗
？Loneliness is for both.
所以这个老牧师回来的时候
，So when this pastor returned,
一直哭，一直哭。
He kept crying.
后来变成瞎眼的人。
In the end, he became blind.
还没有瞎眼以前
，Before he was blind,
人家筹一些钱。
Some people gave him some money
送到洛杉矶
and sent him to Los Angeles
去医病
to have a
他的太太永远不要了解他
but the wife will not remember,
永远不要赦免他
and she will not want to forgive him
赶回香港
and then chase him back to Hong Kong.
让我几十年孤孤单单一个人过生活。
She said that he has caused all the misery for that case.
每一个人个性是不一样的。
So everybody had different character.
你以为见了他会高兴不得了，因为你要他了解你，他不要了解你，他只要你了解他。
You may think that the reunion will be great, but they may not want to understand you.
亲爱弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我从创世纪的解经啊。
From the expository preaching on Genesis,
更清楚看到人性。
We can see human character and nature.
这些的事情我们从小都读过了。
We have read all these stories since young.
但我们人生经验越来越多的时候。
And when we are more experienced in life,
我们发现其实全本圣经所记载的每一件事，都是在每一个时代对每一个人讲的很多真正有过有入、有刺、有盐、有泪的这些人生的事情。
We see that the incidents recorded in the Bible reflect the very life that we have in every aspect.
我们在几个礼拜一直看下去。
And for the past few weeks as we continue to read,
越看出约瑟太伟大了。
The more you read, the more you will appreciate how great Joseph was.
他的兄弟从起初就是恨他、恨他、恨他、妒忌他，在一段的里面就提出三次的恨，一次的妒忌。
The Bible kept telling us that the brothers hated him and was jealous three times in one simple passage.
他们出卖他。
They betrayed him.
他们陷害他。
And they tricked him.
他们说谎话骗他的父亲。
They lied to their father.
他们永远对他只有不好不好不好。
All they did to him were evil.
约瑟的心里没有恨的地方。
But Joseph has no hatred in his heart.
没有报仇的地带。
There is no place for vengeance.
愿你了解，愿你原谅，愿你接纳，愿你饶恕。
He was only willing to understand, to have empathy, and to forgive others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你要了解人性的诡诈、人性的伟大、人性的尊贵、人性的败坏嘛？你好好思想圣经里面一些。
You want to understand the greatness or the cunningness of life? You want to understand the honor and the despicable lifestyle?
便雅悯跟十个哥哥去了。
So Benjamin went with the brothers.
去到世界最大的帝国。
He went to the greatest empire back then.
是以饥荒的百姓要求接济的态度去的。
And they went as starving people trying to get help.
这个时候他们看见约瑟，不知道他是谁。
They saw Joseph but could not recognize him.
他们只知道对这个人不敬就是自取灭亡。
They only knew that they could be executed if they were rude.
他们就跪下来了。
So they all bowed down.
他们就向他下拜了。
And bowed down to him.
正像约瑟年轻的时候所做的梦一样。
Fulfilling the dreams that Joseph had when he was young.
如果上帝要兴起一个人超别人，而你一定要在他的下面照着神的吩咐尊重他，你能接受吗？
Can you accept that God may raise someone to be more superior than you, then you have to bow down to him?
今天先假设所有的人都一定一样。
We first assume that everyone is the same.
我们抗拒上帝的安排。
And we oppose the arrangement of God.
上帝说不。
God will say no.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
I will have grace upon whom I want.
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
I will have mercy on whom I want.
我要使约瑟超过你们所有的哥哥们。
I will allow Joseph to surpass all the brothers.
我要使甚至父亲母亲有一天都要在他的面前来跪拜他。
I will make even the mother and father bow down to him.
你不同意吗？
Would you not agree?
我告诉你，上帝说这不是民主的世界。
God said this is not a question of democracy.
不是你们多数可以决定我的旨意。
Not from the majority.
神要做的事。
The things that God want to do.
人常常起先不明白。
In the beginning, we will not understand.
但是那些从起初就存着敬畏上帝的心来顺从的人，他们有福气了。
But blessed are those who fear God and will be obedient to Him from the beginning.
他们一生要减少很多冤枉的路。
In their life, they will then not make so many unnecessary mistakes.
不受妒忌的捆绑。
They will not be constrained by jealousy.
比较容易过生活。
Easier to live a life.
神兴起摩西，
when God raised Moses,
连米利暗都妒忌他。
Even Miriam was jealous.
米利暗就趁机会看摩西跟古色人结婚，大肆毁谤他。
And Miriam was angry with him because he married the Gentile.
神怎么说呢？
But God said,
上帝为他所恩待的仆人，就把麻风病降在米利暗的身上。
Leprosy was given to Miriam for the sake of his servant.
大卫迎接这个约柜回来的时候，
When David received the ark,
在百姓面前他就欢喜快乐跳起舞来。
And he was overjoyed and he danced before the people.
米迦说，一个王在百姓面前跳舞不像样， 就轻看他。
And Michal then looked down on him.
因为米迦的宗教观是很古老的传统的，你应当很尊严才像我的丈夫。
Because in her concept that everything ought to be very solemn.
上帝就降在那个米迦，给他永远不能生育。
Because of that, forever she was barren.
这里要告诉我们什么呢？
What does these things tell us?
神的主权不是你可以干涉的。
That we are not to interfere in the sovereign will of God.
神要向谁施恩，不是你可以妒忌的。
We are not to be jealous towards whom God gave grace to.
我们今天如果没有看出神特别在一些神的仆人身上显明的旨意，你是个眼瞎的人。
You are blind if you cannot see that God has special grace on some of His servants.
又说的四个哥哥妒忌、妒忌、妒忌、仇恨、仇恨、仇恨。出卖、攻击、毁谤。
The ten brothers of Joseph hated him, betrayed him, sold him away.
结果神的旨意成就的时候
，But when the will of God came true,
你们不愿意看见的事情，现在跪下来。
The things that they were not willing to do, they had to kneel down.
我不是早就启示了又说。
Did I not already reveal to Joseph?
你们的麦穗是像他的麦穗下拜的吗
？That the sheaves of your grain will bow down to his.
我岂不是早在梦中指示了又说
？I have instructed Joseph in the dreams.
十一个星向这个星下拜。
That the 11 stars will bow down.
太阳跟月亮也向这个星下拜。
Including the sun and the moon.
当你们以为自己健壮、自己有所作为、自己丰足有余的时候
，When you think of yourself as abundant and strong.
你们看自己的足够性，看。我的话把它当作是平常。
And you despise my words because you think of yourself as abundant.
如今我让你经过大饥荒，连饭都没有吃，你现在跪下来。
And now you kneel down because of great famine.
所以呢，这四个哥哥就向约瑟跪下来。
And these ten brothers bow down to Joseph.
神预备约瑟。
And God has prepared Joseph.
不是让他骄傲。
Not for him to be arrogant.
神预备约瑟。
God prepared Joseph.
不是使他更优越。
Not that he was more superior.
约瑟的这种尊贵崇高的地位
，this great status of Joseph
是从几件事把他奏合起来的。
Came from many different incidents.
他从来不肯与别人同流合污。
The first thing was that he was not willing to just follow the crowd.
哥哥犯罪，他没有份。
He did not partake in the sins of his brother.
哥哥随从世界的潮流，他不随。
He did not follow the world like his brothers did.
哥哥跟世俗的人差不多同样，他不做。
He didn't do things that are common to the world.
无论都持守他的圣洁。
He held on to his holy living.
持守他的敬畏。
He held on to his fear of God.
这种尊贵的人，我们应当尊重他。
We need to honor such a person.
第二样。
The second point.
就是尊贵的品德怎么建立起来的
？How did he build his great character?
神给他受苦的时候，从来不埋怨。
He did not grumble when God allowed him to suffer.
他到底犯什么罪
？What did he do wrong?
长得英俊不是他选的。
He didn't choose to be handsome.
过圣洁的生活是他要的。
He wanted to live a holy life.
不跟人家同流合污是守住他的贞洁付代价的。
He paid the price by not being with the world.
又是到底犯什么错
？So he did nothing wrong.
为什么要被人陷害？
Why was he attacked by others?
为什么要让哥哥卖掉他
？Why was the brother able to sell him away?
为什么被人家做奴仆
？Why was he made a slave?
为什么被关在监牢里面
？Why was he jailed?
又是大有理由做很多的文字的文章，大骂上帝。你老天爷眼睛在哪里
？He had all the excuses to write a long essay to complain against God.
我从来不同流合污。
I have never followed the world.
我圣洁持守我的童身。
I led a pure and holy life.
我不愿意受波提巴妻子淫乱的女人的引诱。
I was not seduced by the wife of Potiphar.
我这样圣洁的少年，全世界找不到。
You can't find a young man like me in that world.
你为什么让我进监牢
？Why do you allow me to be jailed?
你为什么让我受苦
？Why do you allow me to suffer?
又说有足够的理由写。万句的诗来羞辱上帝。
So surely he is worthy enough to write a lot of things to against God.
又是从不做这个事情。
But he never did any of these
things. 败坏的事他绝对不沾染。
He would not be stained by decadence.
受苦的时候绝对不怨天尤人。
And when he suffered, he never grumbled.
仇敌向他下拜的时候，他不趁机会报仇。
And when his enemies bowed down to him, he did not take revenge.
他的个性太伟大。
So he had a godly character.
宽宏大量的心肠。
He had a heart that was most generous.
他愿意对别人的好处来赞赏他，来鼓励他。
He would praise and encourage others for their good.
对别人的坏处忘记他，不计较他。
And forget all the evil deeds of others.
我们继续在以下的经文里面。
In the scripture that is to come,
我看出这个伟大的人格怎么样，在仇敌的面前 显出他对神对人伟大的个性。
We will see how he expressed his great character before God and before his enemies.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们不是查经听听道，消磨一些的时间，领受一些的知识而已。
That we are not here just to spend some time and to receive some knowledge.
我看见神的主权在人的败坏之上掌握万有。
That we will see how the sovereign will of God is in control of all things in our midst of our decadence.
我们看见神的圣名坚韧守住各样的痛苦，仰望上帝最后的开路。
How the Holy Spirit will preserve us in perseverance to wait for the end.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
今天我就讲到这个地方。
I will stop here this evening.
我们大家低头祷告。
Let us pray.